Christian families have not escaped the rapid increases in healthcare costs. They are looking for solutions. Does the Bible provide any answers to the problems that plague our healthcare system? There are a growing number of Christian families who have joined together through Samaritan Ministries. They are helping one another directly with medical needs, one Christian household to another. Every month, there are more than 10,000 households who pray with one another, send notes of care and encouragement, and give a monthly share to help with other members' needs. They are sharing nearly $1.5 million in needs every month, yet the monthly share is only $195, even less for couples and singles. Christians need to take the lead in demonstrating to others that the Bible really does have the answers, including health care. If you would like to know more about a movement of caring, committed believers, call Samaritan Ministries at 1-888-2-OTHERS or visit the website at www.samaritanministries.org.
People are surprised to discover that my family and I drive an hour and a half to Reformation Church. I must confess, 3 years ago when a friend encouraged us to visit Reformation, my thoughts were, a two-hour drive to church? I don't think so. But because of our friendship, I was willing to make the trip one time. Well, we have been making that drive ever since. You may be thinking, why would anyone drive that far to attend a church? The members at Reformation take their walk with the Lord seriously. They actively encourage one another, building up one another in the faith and helping to carry each other's burdens. The brothers and sisters at Reformation truly care for one another. But this is not the main reason we attend Reformation. It is only the icing on the cake. The main reason we attend Reformation is because of the centrality of the Word in our worship of the Triune God. His Word is preached with power and authority. At Reformation, we worship the living God, who is mighty and powerful, full of mercy and grace.
Reformation Church in Castle Rock meets at Douglas County High School in Front Street at 10:30 a.m. Sundays. Check us out at reformationchurch.com or call 303-648-9606.
Stay tuned, my dad and Generations is next.
It's Nuts and Bolts Friday. This is Kevin Swanson, the program Generations, and every week we talk about the issues that make and break our lives. A lot of times we're critiquing what's going on in our society, in public schools, and some of the institutions across this land. Today we want to give you some nuts and bolts. We're drawing from the principles of good education. As parents, we want to produce the best education possible for our children, and over the generations, we have lost sight. Ladies and gentlemen, we have lost sight of the vital principles for good education. We're going back to the book, but first, let's go back to another book. A book that was written in the 1760s, a book called Emile. It was written by Jean-Jacques Rousseau. It was the textbook on education. It basically established the foundation for the modern institutions that we call education today. The book Emile was written by Jean-Jacques Rousseau, and as we have mentioned before on this program, Jean-Jacques Rousseau was the man who 20 years before he wrote the book on education for the modern world, he had a child. His wife had the child. And he took the child without bothering to check the gender of the child. He dumped it on the steps of an orphanage. And ladies and gentlemen, five children. Jean-Jacques Rousseau had five children. Every one of them received the same treatment. This was the guy who wrote the book on modern education. Incredible. The famous historian Durant summarizes this book, Emile. He says, Rousseau wanted a system of public instruction by the state. See, that was what was so revolutionary. He prescribed many years with an unmarried tutor, listen to this, who would withdraw the child as much as possible from parents and relatives. Now, what is so revolutionary about this is that, according to the Encyclopedia Americana, highly debatable though these propositions were, they have had immense influence on educational theory, including the progressive education formulated by John Dewey and his followers. Ladies and gentlemen, this madman who left his children on the steps of an orphanage, this madman who set the direction for modern education, he has affected most of education today. Paul Johnson has written an excellent book called Intellectuals, where he looks at those intellectuals that made the modern world that you and I have been raised in. Paul Johnson summarizes what happened. in the thought processes of what he calls this interesting madman, Rousseau. What began as personal self-justification, hardened into convictions, into the proposition that education was the key to social and moral improvement, and this being so, it was the concern of the state. By a curious chain of infamous moral logic, Rousseau's iniquity as a parent was linked to his ideological offspring, the future totalitarian state. Folks, the Bible uses fewer words in Proverbs 23:7. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And Rousseau's thinking was wrong. Rousseau's thinking was dead wrong. But it's interesting that the modern world has followed this man who abandoned his own children on the steps of an orphanage. A man who insisted that children must be raised by professionals. And folks, this monster has created the modern institution we call education. And Rousseau's orphans, he had five. But they're everywhere today. Millions, billions across the civilized world. Billions of children are orphans because we have abandoned the principle of relationship, the principle of parenting. Now Rousseau's legislators are in the Capitol and they're pushing for mandatory kindergarten. They're still at it. They still want it. Separate that child as much as possible from parents and adult relatives. That's the goal of the modern system of education. It's about 200 years old. Ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to revive a principle called the principle of relationships. I want you to stay tuned. This will revolutionize. This will shift your paradigms. Stay tuned. This is Generations.
Driver education and training gets an F, says the Good Housekeeping magazine in March 2003. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety reports driver education and training could increase the chances of a fatal crash with your teenager. Why is this? What's going wrong here? Why are parents not paying attention to these vital statistics? The problem is not within the teenager, but within the training process. When you separate the classroom from the practical, you are setting yourself and your teenager up for failure. University studies have proven that the National Driver Training Institute program works and will drastically reduce the chance of teenage crashes and fatalities. National Driver Training Institute's program, Help for the Teenager Who Wants to Drive, is a Colorado-approved graduated driver licensing program that will work for you and your family. Call the National Drivers Training Institute and give your new teen driver the education and the training they deserve. The program costs start at $155, and it's recognized by every insurance company in Colorado. Call 266-4700 in the Springs. Outside the Springs, call 1-800-942-2050. Or go online, nationaldrivertraining.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I like no-hassle car buying. It's very simple. Here's how it works. Visit McKinneyMotors.com, M-C-K-I-N-N-E-Y, Motors.com. Click on Contact. Tell them what you want, your price range, and a contact number, and Jeff will go to work for you. He's been in the car business for 20 years. He knows cars. He handles any car, new or used. He'll get the best car for you with the best service at your price at Jeff McKinney Motors. That's McKinneyMotors.com or call 303-660-0303. Call him, tell him what you want, and he will do the work for you. Contact McKinneyMotors.com. That's 303-660-0303. Are you tired of the public school rat race? Tired of an education system that isn't cutting it for your family? Maybe the right private school is too expensive for you. Join the growing ranks of 2 million Americans that are homeschooled across the nation. Homeschooled children average the 70th to 90th percentile in math, reading, and language, 25 percentile points higher than the average public school student. Did you know that you can get started homeschooling for as low as $159? Christian Home Educators of Colorado presents the Deluxe Starter Kit. This includes a video, three cassettes, a huge 365-page manual on how to homeschool, and listen to this, a full year's curriculum package. We'll throw in an introductory workshop. You'll find other similar packages for $299 with this offer. You can homeschool for $159 with the first grade package. It's only $159. Think about it. For the price of a pair of tennis shoes and school clothes, you can homeschool yourself for $159. Check it out at KevinSwanson.com. That's homeschool for $159 at KevinSwanson.com. Or call check at 720-842-4852. That's 720-842-4852. Ladies and gentlemen, Generations, we're the program that says Rousseau was wrong. And we point to home education. It's an anomaly. Some think it's an anomaly that homeschoolers are scoring 85 to 95 percentile on a 100 percentile rated nationally standardized test across the nation. Incredible. Homeschoolers are scoring, by the eighth grade, they're averaging four grade levels above the national average. This is taking the experts by surprise. Why is it that homeschoolers do so well? Why do they win spelling bees? Why are they selling best-selling novels by the time they're 18 years of age? Why are homeschoolers influencing the culture? Why are homeschoolers becoming so successful at the college level? Why is it? They're not professional teachers. Standardized tests have shown that teachers that are certified who homeschool do not do any better than parents without certification. There's no statistically significant difference between the two classes. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason is because there are factors at work that are being ignored by teaching colleges, by public schools, private schools today. They are the time-tested principles of a quality education for your child. We have gone over them on this program on successive Nuts and Bolts Fridays. We've talked about the principle of protection, the preeminence of character, quality 101 instruction. Last week we talked about the principle of individuality. Our children are not widgets. Our children are not all created equal. You cannot put them into the box. And we talked about this conference on excellence in teaching that was brought to Colorado several years ago. And during this day, an expert from Tennessee had been looking at quality teachers and what it takes to make a good teacher versus a bad teacher. And he looked at this over a period of years, and somebody asked him the question in this conference, what is it that makes a good teacher? And this man responded, it's flexibility. It's flexibility. Good teachers are flexible. They're able to tailor-make that educational program for every individual student in that classroom. But he said there's a problem. He says, a student that gets one of these really excellent teachers does not retain a sustained level of improvement unless he's had that excellent teacher for 4 years in a row. Now, why is that? Ladies and gentlemen, it's because of another principle. And that's the principle of relationships. Children are not widgets, but children are not computers either. You cannot stuff academic information into their minds and expect them to do well. You cannot put them into a classroom with a different teacher every year, or even every class, every hour, and expect there to be a quality educational experience for that child. It's impossible. It's the time-tested principle of relationships. Let me tell you a story. About a year ago, the police found a family in the deep, dark woods of Northwest Oregon. They'd been in the woods for 4 years. This family was very poor, just a father and his daughter. And about 4 years ago, he came to the conclusion he didn't want to raise her on the streets. He didn't want to raise her in inner-city schools where she was learning the habits of alcohol and drug abuse and the rest. So he just did what a poor father could do with the resources he had. He said, I'm just going to the woods. I'm going to raise my daughter in the woods. And they were there for 4 years. Ladies and gentlemen, 4 years. And after 4 years, the police found them. And the first thing they did was test the child. They wanted to know if this child was academically up to snuff. And they tested this child. They came to discover that this child, at 12 years of age, she'd been in the woods for 4 years with her father. At 12 years of age, she tested like an 18-year-old. The police were astounded. And here's the amazing thing. All they had was an old beat-up set of World Book encyclopedias and a Bible. That's all they had. There was no Department of Education. There were no certified teachers unless there were a few squirrels. And there were no textbooks. And ladies and gentlemen, it was just a father and his daughter. And the police sergeant that commented on this case said it is the most amazing thing, and he nailed the principal that was at work in the woods in Northwest Oregon when he said, I was amazed at how close the relationship was between this father and his daughter. Dave Buhner is in studio with us today, and Dave, the principle of relationships is one of the most underplayed principles in education today, and yet Dave, can you think of anything more powerful?
No, there's very few things that are as powerful, because You know, you look at how did our Lord create students, and did he put them in an institution? Did he create an academy? Did he create the, you know, the University of Jesus Christ? No, he didn't. What he did is he took 12 people and he lived with them day and night for 3 years. A very close relationship.
Now let's bring parents into the equation. When it comes to raising children, who knows that child? We talk about the principle of individuality and tailor-making an educational program to the learning patterns and all the rest of the child. Who knows that child better than his own parents? Who loves him better than his own parents, generally speaking?
Well, nobody does, of course. And the converse part of that is the child, they're going to know that instructor very well, too. Now, I've got some advanced college degrees and stuff, and I'll tell you that the secret to getting through an institutional academy is learn what the instructor wants, learn how to beat the system, give how they're going to test you, what questions they're going to ask, study for that, and move on. But you can't do that in a homeschool. You're not going to be able to pull the wool over my eyes because I'm going to be there every day, and also I'm going to be able to dress your heart.
And yet, in the modern world, we don't have this one-room schoolhouse where Laura Ingalls Wilder, year after year after year, gets the same 7 students. How did we go wrong on this principle of relationships? How did we abandon a principle so important? We have kids that don't have the same teacher every year. Sometimes they don't have the teacher every hour.
Yeah, well, we've got a really corrupt anthropology. That's the study of our understanding of ourselves, of man. Are we created in the image of God, or are we just simply mechanical biomachines that can be programmed if we just know how to put the right code in? And see, secularists have gone with the other. If we treat everyone as the same thing, we go back to the principle of individuality. We're a factory. We have an assembly line. Well, in first grade, we give you these parts. In second grade, on the assembly line, we give you these parts. You go, this guy here, he does the weld. This guy here, he does the painting. The system doesn't work. It denies man's image as a God-bearer.
And, Dave, my homeschool bears almost no resemblance, almost zero resemblance to public schools. I mean, it just does. You ask my children what grade they're in, they have no idea what grade they're in. My son is probably in 11th grade math, 10th grade vocabulary and Greek, 9th grade logic, 7th grade English and all the rest, and he's 13 years of age. He has no idea what grade he's in, and he's just in relationship with me, and I homeschool my son, and he's all over the place.
Yeah, and even days when my children think they have a day off of school. It's kind of funny because they're not having a day off of school. We're working on character or diligence or other subjects that don't have an academic title that day, too. As we get up, as we lie down, as we walk along our own, the instruction is constant. He may just be asked, hey, Dad, why does that person there have a bone through his nose? And guess what? We're going to have a lesson on character at that moment. The relationship is that tight that all issues of life, all the time, are being trained.
Dave, we have lost this concept in our institutions today, and I'll tell you why. Number one, it's because of the worldview that has been foisted upon the modern society. And ladies and gentlemen, this may be a paradigm shift in your mind today, but we want to challenge you. Get back to the book. The Word of God, Dave just referred to the Word of God, where the Bible presents the model for educating children, and we've been ignoring it. We've been following Rousseau, a man who abandoned his children on an orphanage steps. God never did that, and God's wisdom in the Proverbs is exactly where we need to go. Deuteronomy 6:7, first of all, says, teach your children my words as you walk by the way, as you rise up, as you sit in your house, and all the rest. Dave referred to that. And you will teach your children. It isn't you will teach your neighbor's children. It is you. It's the male singular in Hebrew. You will teach it. Fathers, mothers, you're the teachers. Here's a few other passages. Let's just go over what does the Bible say about educating children. And I know we don't study this in our teaching colleges, but just for a moment, stop listening to Rousseau and listen to God. Exodus 10:2, that you may tell in the ears of your son, no, not your neighbor's son, not the village, your son and your son's sons, what things I have wrought in Egypt. Proverbs 1:8, my son, hear the instruction of your father and forsake not the law of your mother. Proverbs 3:1, my son, forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. Proverbs 5:1, my son, attend to my wisdom, bow your ear to my understanding. Proverbs 6:20, my son, keep your father's commandment, forsake not the law of your mother, bind them continually on your heart, tie them about your neck. I could go on and on and on and on and on. What are you getting here, Dave? What are you getting? This is a parental thing. This is relationship. This father is sharing his heart. This father is encouraging. His father is warning. His father is comforting. His father is there's emotion here. There's relationship here. We've lost this, haven't we, in the modern discipleship educational model today in the public schools. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone.
Yeah, we fail because we don't have consistency hour to hour, day to day, year to year. We fail because we don't have proximity. By that I mean my child's always around me, but in the public school system, the child goes away. How many times has a parent said, well, my child doesn't misbehave at school because he doesn't misbehave at home, but they're not in proximity with that child enough to observe, to understand that. So you need both the consistency and the proximity that happens best in the parent-child or the discipleship model. So it's a shame that they teach Horace Mann and Dewey and Rousseau at teaching colleges, because we can now say objectively, look at the evidence and say objectively, the model is failing and failing bad. It doesn't matter how many times we adjust the test scores to make us look good, we know it. We all know it. Education's failing.
And there is a reason why blue-collar high school graduate parents in a homeschool environment are producing children that rate 25, 35, sometimes 45 percentile points above the national average. The experts are confounded, but we're not. Ladies and gentlemen, the relationship principle is powerful, and it works in the homeschool. It works over 3, 4, 5 years, and yet you start to bring your children into your lives. And, Dave, it's a challenge. You know, I started homeschooling my son 2 or 3 years ago, and, you know, this was not easy. And parents tell me this all the time. When you get in relationship with your own children, sometimes it brings out your own sins. It's a challenge, isn't it?
It absolutely is a challenge. But you know what? You're going to find that the love that you have for your children and the children's love for you grows. And love is that one component that will make your education system soar. That child, when you put them in the public school, that teacher doesn't love your child.
And as we have said again and again on this program, again and again on this program, we are not distinguishing education and character. Character is preeminent in education. Therefore, we do not distinguish education and discipleship. And that doesn't happen in the public schools for the most part.
No. The public schools focus only on one facet of the child, which is their intellect, and sometimes their socialization. At home, you're going to address all facets of the mind. You're going to work on the child's intellect, on the child's will, and on the child's emotion. You are going to work on the whole child. This is a very holistic approach. You're going to end up with a whole adult.
Paul's discipleship program. Paul looks at fathers and says, fathers, bring your children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Teach them God's ways. Fathers, it's your responsibility. And then he turns to the children and he says, I want you to listen to them. See, it's a father-child thing. But, folks, this is a paradigm shift today. We've been going the wrong way for a long time. And I want to encourage you, parents, to pray. Seek God's will. Read over the passages we've talked about today. And I also want to encourage you to come down to an intro seminar. We put these intro seminars on a monthly basis with Christian Home Educators of Colorado. The next one is scheduled for March 12th. So call our resource line, 877-842-CHECK. I'd like to encourage you to at least look into homeschooling your children. Look into this powerful principle of relationships and education. We want to challenge you to consider this issue for your family. Call 877-842-CHECK, 877-842-CHECK, or chec.org, check.org on the web. And I want to invite you back again next time as we lay down a vision for the next generation. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Swanson here. There's a principle that has never let me down. I do business with the people I believe in. And that's why I go with George Sechrist Insurance for all my insurance needs. George is a man of honesty, integrity, and service. George will go the extra mile for you. I've seen him give up himself sacrificially for the needs of others. You can count on George. Auto, life, home, call George at George Sechrist Insurance, 303-979-1288. That's 303-979-1288. Are you tired of the public school rat race? Tired of an education system that isn't cutting it for your family? Maybe the right private school is too expensive for you. Join the growing ranks of 2 million Americans that are homeschooled across the nation. Homeschooled children average in the 70th to 90th percentile in math, reading, and language, 25 percentile points higher than the average public school student. Did you know that you can get started homeschooling for as low as $159?
Christian Home Educators of Colorado presents the Deluxe Starter Kit. This includes a video, three cassettes, a huge 365-page manual on how to homeschool, and listen to this, a full year's curriculum package. We'll throw in an introductory workshop. You'll find other similar packages for $299 with this offer. You can homeschool for $159 with the first grade package. It's only $159. Think about it. For the price of a pair of tennis shoes and school clothes, you can homeschool yourself for $159. Check it out at kevinswanson.com. That's homeschool for $159 at kevinswanson.com. Or call check at 720-842-4852. That's 720-842-4852.
Oh, why did I put it off? I should have made an appointment.
This winter, don't get left in the cold. Get your car winterized at Academy Car Care and Repair. Academy Car Care and Repair's ASC-certified mechanics can work on all vehicles. Call Academy Car Care and Repair today before you really need them. 573-5973. That's 573-5973. Academy Car Care and Repair at Academy and LaSalle.
Imagine a summer camp for the whole family. A camp with powerful messages that will encourage your family to live and love together. Imagine a five-day family camp from $52. Okay, you can stop imagining now. It will happen next August in Glorieta, New Mexico. Your family will hear inspiring messages on family, godly womanhood, how to be a man of God, from great speakers like Dr. R.C. Sproul Jr. and James and Stacy McDonald. There will be plenty of time for relaxing fellowship, hiking, volleyball, softball, high ropes course, paintball, miniature golf, horseshoes, shuffleboard, frisbee golf, and all the rest. This camp is sponsored by Reformation Church, a family-integrated church strategically located between Colorado Springs and Denver in Castle Rock. Call 303-648-9606 for a brochure or email camp@reformation.com. You need to register now. At these prices, we are almost filled up. That's camp@reformationchurch.com.